the sandwich.
Yes, everyone else already reached the quotient of Chavrus for this week. We ended up yesterday discussing Rav Schechter's Chiddush, which seems to be against the Truma Chedesh and not the Ramah quotes, that if you have a the Truma Chedesh terminology, Sid Mafoy, or in our terminology, a piece of weather stripping that you use of the Lefi, that in of itself is usually not considered Ru'iyah L'Kabel Del Shokash. And the only reason that it's acceptable is because it will typically be erected alongside a pole. And then we view the piece of weather stripping together with the pole as one conglomerate, one unit, and that's considered the kana mikan, and that's considered ra'i l'kabel delas shokash. Then Rav Schechter points out, that being the case, that you have to be careful not to put this piece of weather stripping on the side of a wall, because then you're going to be forced to view the wall as part of the Kanamikan, and you can't have a wall, you can't have an area of Dalet Amos that functions as a Kanamikan. So in a moment we'll explain where that comes from, and is that in fact the case, how do we know that you can't have a Kanamikan that's Dalet Amos wide? But Rav Schechter would say that if you have a choice between, this came up when I number of years ago, last time I was living Erev, and I helped a little bit in scouting out an Erev that they put up in Sunnyside, Queens. So I went out a couple times, we went with Rav Schechter once. So in constructing that Erev, what emerged was that Rav Schechter pointed out, if you have a choice between putting a colloquial lefi on the side of a wall and not having any gaps, and putting a colloquial lefi on the side of a lamppost and having a gap, not being kosher for the Magen Avraham, not to have the fourth type of gap, fourth type of pirsa, so better to put it along the pole and you have your four plus type of gap than to put it along a house. You'll ask me, there are a couple of places in the local area here where there's a lefi that's against a apartment building, but I don't know the answer to that. So let's talk about the status of a Dalet Amo wide lefi. So it Suez Apesa, come to me back. Sorry, yeah.
Could be that when we saw the Arab here, mm-hmm. It seems that they're using much stronger, not just weather stripping, it seems like they're using real wood.
I don't think it's wood, I think it is material. But you have to think, is that really Royal Cabal Del Shokash alone?
They're gonna shear foot on that?
Difficult to figure out how you would be mishara. I'm not sure. Maybe. Yeah.
Is it the shakash in general or relative to the size?
Relative to the size. So you have to have a stronger...
Bigger turn.
Right. So the longer the Tzuras HaPesach is, the stronger the Kanamikan has to be in order to be Raya L'Kabel Del Shakash. Okay. So in Hilchos Lefi, the Gemara tells us on Daf Hey Amid Aleph onto Hey Amid Beis, the very bottom of Hey Amid Aleph, Gufa Umber Rami Barchama Umber Rav Huna Lefi Haboli Midofno Shalmavoi. If you have a lefi that sticks out, that protrudes from the wall of a mavoi, if it's pachos me arva amos nidam mishim lefi. So you have the entrance to a mavoi, and at the corner of the entrance, part of the wall protrudes into the mavoi. So if that protrusion is less than 4 amos, then nidam mishim lefi. That protrusion can have the status of a lefi. Vein sarach lefi achir latiro. You don't require another lefi to be matir that mavoi. However, Dalet Amos, if the belita, if the protrusion is 4 amos plus, 4 amos or more, nido misha mavoi, so we view that protrusion as a part of the mavoi, v'tzarach lefi achir latiro, and it can't function as a lefi, you need another lefi, a real lefi that's going to be less than Dalet Amos, in order to be matir, the mavoi v'tiltal. So, why is this? Rashi writes over here, divar maskil Dalet Amos, 3 lines from the top of Hey Amid Beis. So if this protrusion sticks into the width, the opening of the mavoi, 4 amos, nida misha mavoi, then it has the status of a mavoi. What does that mean? Kolomer kaven de orach hechsher mavoi niter bekach ba'alma. In general, the shear of a mavoi is 4 amos. Umikri mavoi, and that's the regulation length to be considered a mavoi. Achanami nafik mitaras lefi. So now it is removed from having a status of a lefi. You can't rely on that lefi. You can't use it to be matir. Even though, if you were to erect a a lepi, l'shei lepi, then it would be kosher, even if it's dalad amos. The mishum the riba v'stimasa lo gari mi lepi mashu. The size in and of itself isn't the issue. The fact that you're closing off more of the opening doesn't make things worse. Hafa came into lav l'hafi ikba, but the problem is that here, this wall, this blita, was not erected, not constructed for the purpose of a lepi. So you can't just b'machshava have in mind that it's no longer going to be considered a kosel. L'lishabi lepi. The came in the nafik le'mitaris lepi, the nimsa she'en tika l'mavita, sark lepi akir l'hatir amavi. So if it wasn't erected, l'shem lepi is part of the natural construction of the mavoi, if it's going to be more than dalat amos, it can function as a lepi, and you would require another lepi to be matir b'tiltal. Okay? That's what we have in Hilchos Lepi, Sam.
That makes it kind of sound, though, if you put out the lepi, it's four amos for the purpose of lepi, that would work.
Correct. That, yes.
So could you maybe argue when you're going to sit tikra that fine, the wall is not for the Torah's lepi, but you're kind of making it sort of the Torah's lepi by adding the...
So I'm not up to Tzuris of Pesach yet. That's the next step.
Okay.
But Rashi is saying that Machshava doesn't help. If it wasn't erected with Shane Lefi, so the fact that now I come along and say, oh, let's use this for Lefi, it's convenient, it's here, is not going to help. It's already Yatsa Mitaras Lefi definitionally is considered part of the Mavoi, and Machshava won't help to change that. So how do we pass Gimel Shulchan Aruch? If you look in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Se'if Yud Beis, Shin Samach Gimel Se'if Yud Beis, if you look, it's in the theoretical suggested, is you should look if you have it in front of you. So take a look at Shin Samach Gimel Se'if Yud Beis. Lefi Omei Me'elav Afilu Samku Olav Me'era Shabbos. So if you have a lefi that's standing there anyway, not necessarily for the purpose of the matir or mavi v'tilto, so im hamavi rachav yoser me'ishmona amos, im a lefi boli l'sofa dalet amos, eino nido mishim lefi, v'tzarech lefi afir v'atira. So if you have a lefi Omei Me'elav, even if you have in mind when Shabbos begins that you want it to function as a lechi, if the lechi sticks four amos into the mavoi, it doesn't function as a lechi, and you need another lechi. And the Rama writes, I'm skipping a little bit, the Rama writes, Vim hem nidu l'shem lechi, but if you did put it there from the beginning for the purpose of a lechi, the isle kala shetiknu lechi the mavoi zeh, so then there is a kol that this is erected as a lechi, then a filo rach of dalet amos havi lechi. So that's based on what Rashi wrote, that we just saw, that if you put it there l'shem kach, l'shem lechi, that'll help, but if it's there memela, then a lechi that is more than four amos is not going to be matir, the mavoi b'tilto. Okay, so this is all as far as lechi goes. What about Tzuris HaPesach? So the Nesivos writes in the Tikkun Eiruvin, second to last paragraph, the paragraph in which he discussed his position that there are differences in halacha between the standards of Tzuris HaPesach for Mezuzah and the standards of Tzuris HaPesach for Hilchos Eiruvin. So there he has a line, V'chein ve'eruv b'makom dehaksolim shevetzdadim arukin dalet amos. So if you are constructing an Eiruv where the walls on the sides are four amos long, the eino nidon mishum lechi, that just as, or since, you can't use that kosel that's four amos wide as a lechi, the lo nidon gamke mishum tzuris ha-pesach. So you can't use that as a tzuris ha-pesach as well. Just as we find in Hilchos Lechi that a kosel that is dalet amos wide, as long as you didn't have in mind when you constructed it that it's going to function as a lechi, doesn't work. So to for tzuris ha-pesach, a kosel that's dalet amos wide will not help. So says the Nesivos in the end of his Tikkun Eiruvin. In the Sefer Teferes Yaakov, he quotes an additional raya to this. I think he's quoting from the Sefer Tosefos Shabbos, but it wasn't clear to me. The Teferes Yaakov on page Tuf Ayin Tes, he brings another raya from the Tosfos on Daf Yud Aleph that we began our discussion of Tzuris HaPesach with. You'll recall that Tosfos there on Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph, Yibra Maskel, Ibchamai, was bothered, why do you ever need to come on to Tzuris HaPesach? Doesn't every Tzuris HaPesach consist of lechis? So why do you have to bother with the Kana Al Gabayan just rely on the Kan Mikan, the Kan Mikan, the Torah's Lafi. So you'll recall that Tosfos had a number of Terutzim as to what situation may you have where the Lafi can function as a Lafi, but the Tzuras HaPesach would still function as a Tzuras HaPesach. So whoever the first Yaakov is quoting points out that one of the answers that Tosfos doesn't give is that Nafkamina for a case of a Lafi Rach of Dalad Amos. Maybe Tosfos should have answered, no, if you have Hechatimsa, if you have a Kana Mikan that is 4 amos wide, so that can function as a lechi, but it could function as a kana mikan for Tzuras HaPesach. The fact that Tosfos doesn't give that answer implies that we treat Tzuras HaPesach the same as lechi and would invalidate a kosel that is 4 amos wide. Okay, but whether or not you like that raya, that is the position of the Nesivos, that a kosel that is 4 amos wide cannot function as a kana mikan, that can't be considered a lefi, a part of a Tzuras HaPesach, it is, has the status of a kosel. And that is Rav Schechter's position, and that is the default position of the Sefer Tiferes Yaakov. He quotes, as we'll see in a moment, contrary opinion, but in the text on the top, that's the position that he presents as the default position. However, there is a contrary position in Poskim, which some of us sometimes are brainwashed about how we think about certain things, so we're not always sensitive to the other positions. But the Chazanish argues. Chazanish writes in Simen Ayin Os Kaf Ches that no, there's a difference between Lechi and Tzuras HaPesach. When it comes to lachi, the reason that a lachi that's 4 amos wide doesn't work is because there has to be some level of heker. Even if we pass in lachi mishum lachitza, but there still is an element of heker when it comes to a lachi. So it has to be clear that the lachi is functioning as such. So if you have a very long protrusion from the wall that is clearly part of the original structure, it's not clear that that was intended to function as is intended to function as a lefi. However, since Tzuras HaPesach, more so than lefi, is mishum milchitza, so then you don't have the same level of concern, and you should more logically compare the kan mikan of a Tzuras HaPesach to a pastalit. Pastalit that's matir b'chatzer has no maximum length. A pastalo could be more than 4 amos long. So just as a pastalo could be more than 4 amos long, the Kan Mikan of a Tzuras HaPesach could be more than 4 amos long as well. Okay, I found the Avnei Nezer seems to take this position as well. The Avnei Nezer in Simid Reish Ches Tzadi, 298, Avnei Nezer 298 Os Dalid, 298 Os Dalid. So he assumes that you can have a protrusion of a wall that is more than 4 amos wide, or long, more than 4 amos long, that functions as a kana mikan, even if it wasn't directed l'shem Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah?
Just to be clear, I'm sure you said this, if it was erected l'shem Tzuras HaPesach or l'shem Lechi in either sense, then it's totally fine.
That's what should follow. I mean, based on the Rashi and the Afei, and based on the presentation of the Ramah, it shouldn't be any worse than Hilchos Lechi. So if in Hilchos Lechi we see that if it's made l'shem Kaf it works, then it should work for Tzuras HaPesach as well.
Even the
that. I think so.
Okay.
But usually we don't construct a house or a wall with shame Tzuras HaPesach. Except for your model community where maybe they will. Okay. So there are two related halachos that we should address as well. We begin from there.
What about the concept that on a regular house, the wall that's, you know, door, and then the part the wall there is quite large.
Right.
So that wall could be, that wall, wouldn't that tell us that a certain specimen could be, in a regular situation, wouldn't it be more than double house?
What do you mean?
You have a nice big house.
That's not the Suiza Pesach. Suiza Pesach is the door frame. Right, that's the door frame. Okay. So we briefly mentioned at the end of the last Chabura the din of Atsuke Tikra. The Gemara has in Menachas and Daf Lama Gim Lama Beis one of the details of Hilchos Mezuzah. The Hilchos Mezuzah we find in Menachas Lama Gimel and Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. That's easy to remember because we're in Erev and Daf Yud Aleph and that's Yuma Daf Yud Aleph and there are parallel halachos to Yud Aleph. So the Gemara has a din of Atsuke Tikra, which in its simplest formulation means that if you have a ostensible door frame that was not erected for the purpose of a door frame, but simply the side post was erected in order to as a support beam to support the roof, so then that opening is not going to be chayiv in mezuzah. So let's say, for example, back to Moresh HaKol's geography, the entrance to the college bunk, there's a porch before the main entrance, and above the porch, or when you walk onto the porch, there's a what may appear like a door frame, a wooden mezuzah posts on either side that go up to a roof slash awning that goes over the porch. So even though that has the appearance of a Tzuras HaPesach, but because those posts are simply there to hold up the roof and not l'shem Pesach, then it's pater min ha-mezuzah. So that's a classic case of Atsuke Tikra. The question is whether in all our parallels between Hilchos Mezuzah and Hilchos Erevin, does the limitation of Atsuke Tikra apply to Hilchos Erevin to Tzuras HaPesach as well? So the Mishnah Yaakov assumes in Siman Kuf Kaf Gimel, the Siman we've been talking about most recently, the Mishnah Yaakov assumes that a Tzuras HaPesach requires mezuzos that were erected to function as such and not to hold up a house or not part of a house. So he assumes that based on the din of Atsuke Tikra, if you have side posts that were not erected to function as a Suiza Pesach, just erected to hold up a roof or the like, then just like that Pater Min HaMezuzah, that's also not going to be a Suiza Pesach for Hilchos Erevin. That's the Mishkanos Yaakov, Simen Kuf Kaf Gimel. So Rav Shachter thinks that the Mishkanos Yaakov is correct on this point, lahalacha, but that's relevant in a case where you have the Kanami Khan that's holding up a building, holding up a roof, but it's not the same question, it's not necessarily the same question as the issue of Tzuras HaPesach Ha'omer Me'aleha, a freestanding Tzuras HaPesach or Tzuras HaPesach that was erected not for the purpose of Erevin and not for the purpose of the Makif in area. So we'll explain that now. The issue of Tzuras HaPesach, the Omer Me'aleha, comes up most emphatically or has the higher relevance in the discussion of Poskim 100 plus years ago as to the permissibility of using telegraph poles and wires as a Tzuras HaPesach. There used to be something called the telegraph, and there used to be wires. Now we have telephone poles and wires some places, although that's probably on the way out also. The concept is the same. So in Hilchos Lechi, as we just saw, in Siman Shin Samach Gimel Se'if Yud Beis, we paskin, that's the Machlokas Abaye Brav, the Al-Kagam, maybe Al-Kagam, Machlokas Rashi Tosos, about Lechi Omeid Me'elav. So it's clear in Shulchan Aruch, Lechi Omeid Me'elav, even if it wasn't erected, L'shem Lechi, as long as it's not Dalet Amos Y, perhaps, as long as it was, even if it wasn't erected l'shem lechi, that could function as a lechi. So what about a tzuris ha-pesach? Do we assume that just like a tzuris ha-pesach is mishum mechitza? So mechitza omen me'aleha, that's the Gemara in Daf Tesvav. Mechitza omen me'aleha works. You don't have to erect a mechitza l'shem mechitza, even if it's there me'aleha for other purposes, that could function as a mechitza. Lechi omen me'aleha is good, so do we assume that a tzuris ha-pesach omen me'aleha is good as well? The Mishnah Berurah points out, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really discuss this, he just gives you a couple of Mar Makamos. So he tells you to look at the Shaul HaMeshiv, at the Shubat Shaul HaMeshiv. I was talking to Rabbi Ezra Schwartz earlier today, and he told me that Benny Blau has a series of articles about the style of Sakh in the Mishnah Berurah, going through that big book on the Chazon Ish, and he suggests that the Mishnah Berurah, the Dafka didn't develop the modern shaylos. So like here when it comes to telegraph poles, he just tells you to look at the Shaul HaMeshiv, he doesn't express an opinion, and other cases also, electricity, because the Mishnah Berurah intended that the work should be a timeless work, and not dependent or tailored to one particular point in history. I don't know whether there's any truth to that. But be that as it may, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't take a stand on telegraph poles, but he tells you to look at the Shaul HaMeshiv. What does the Shaul HaMeshiv say? The Shaul HaMeshiv is in Kama. Shaul HaMeshiv Kama, Chelek Dei Simen Peiches. Shaul HaMeshiv Kama, Chelek Dei Simen Peiches. So the major issue that the Shaul HaMeshiv deals with is the question of Tzuris HaPesach Menetzad. Tzuris HaPesach Menetzad in the context of telegraph poles and wires, so that presumably would be dependent on Metzias. You could have some telegraph, some constructions may be a more obvious problem with Menetzad than others, but even if it is Menetzad, there are ways around Menetzad. So that in and of itself presumably shouldn't be the most fundamental issue. He assumes that the thrust of the Shuvah is about Minatzad, but he assumes that there's no issue of Tzuris HaPesach HaOmen Me'eleha. That even if the Tzuris HaPesach wasn't constructed with Shem Tzuris HaPesach, as clearly is the case with the telegraph poles and wires, but that doesn't pose a problem for the kashrus of a Tzuris HaPesach. So the Mar Malkam that everyone discusses is the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Sukkah. The Ramah Paskins in Hilchos Sukkah, Simin Tafresh Lamed Se'if Beis, Simin Tafresh Lamed Se'if Beis, Tafresh Lamed Beis, the Ramah Paskins in the name of Mordechai, that if you're going to use the Tzuris HaPesach as one of the walls of a Sukkah, so if you have the two Kanim, the two posts going up to the Schach, you don't have to have a separate kana al gavav. You can rely on the schach itself to function as the mashkof. Okay, that's what it says in the Ramah, Simen Tafresh Lamed Se'if Beis, that if you have a kana mikana or kana mikana, you have a dofen, you have a wall going up part of the way, and you need a mashkof to complete the Tzuris HaPesach, so that mashkof, you can use the staff to function as a mashkof. So the Magen Avraham there is a Kot and Gimel, quotes a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi seems to say that if the schach is not constructed l'shem Tzuris HaPesach, then it can't be used as part of the Tzuris HaPesach. So he asks on the Mordechai from this Yerushalmi, he says it sounds like the Mordechai is against the Yerushalmi, so the Magen Avraham thinks that you should be machmir. That you should be machmir and not rely on the schach as kana al gabayan in Hilchos Sukkah, because it wasn't erected l'shem kach. So essentially, that sounds like Tzuras HaPesach HaOvnim Me'aleha doesn't work. So most of the poskim, well, so if you look at the Yeshuas Malko, Shula Kutner, Simon Kuf, Yeshuas Malko, Simon Kuf, very brief tshuva. So he begins by writing that he was Choshesh, initially Choshesh for this Magen Avraham in the context of the telegraph Shaila. But then he heard that the Sholem Meshev was Mekel, so he deferred, or at least was willing to defer, to the position of the Sholem Meshev. The Achronim have various suggestions how to distinguish between Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Erevin. We're not going to spend time with it now. If you want to take a look at the Teferes Yaakov, he has a few pages on this topic. If you look, for example, at the Be'er Agra, there in Simon Tov Reish Lamed, he thinks that the Babli argues on the Yerushalmi. Okay, various approaches how to get out of this, but the general majority position of Poskim that addresses Shaila is that we're not concerned about Tzuras HaPesach HaOmeid Me'aleha. So again, even if you're concerned about Aksu Pei Tikra would be a situation where the Kanami Khan is only there to support a structure, to support a roof, to support a building. But if you have a telephone pole supporting a telephone wire, that wouldn't be called Aksu Pei Tikra, as the Shechter would say. That's not supporting a Tikra. So that's different than the question of Medes Me'aleha, most poskim are Nekel about. In this discussion about telegraph poles, one interesting marmokom, I saw in Rabbi Felder's Sefer Yisod HaYishurin, Chelet Beis, page 275, Yisod HaYishurin, Chelet Beis, page 275, he quotes a suggestion from Rabbi Yehuda Leib Grabart, who was one of the bigger rabbanim in Toronto a couple of generations ago, the author of the Tshuvas Chavalim Bini Imim. So I didn't have a chance to see the Tshuva inside, but in the Tshuvas Chavalim Bini Imim, Chela Gimel, Simen Yud Dalid, Chela Gimel, Simen Yud Dalid, he apparently, again this is a cliche, so I didn't see it inside, but he apparently says that since the whole concern about Tzuras HaPesach Min Hatzad, as we described, is based on a Kida'avdi Inchi calculus, that it's not normal to construct a Tzuras HaPesach in such a way that the Kana Al-Gabayan doesn't cross above the Kana Mikan, in such a way that it goes into the Kana Mikan, Kana Shabbat Stadim. So if that's the case, then that may depend on where you live. Meaning in some places, maybe it is normal to construct a Tzuras HaPesach in that fashion. And if you are in a place where it is normal to construct a Tzuras HaPesach in that fashion, maybe it wouldn't be a problem. So I'm not sure exactly what the gather that would be, and where it would be normal to construct a Tzuras HaPesach in that fashion, or if the suggestion was that that's the normal way to make a telegraph pole, then that's not Min Hatzad because that's the norm. And it seems like I'm not sure exactly what he meant. But the Chelkas Yaakov seems to say something similar as well. Chelkas Yaakov, Rav Breisch from Switzerland, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Pei Dalet. That's in the newer Madura. The older one is a different arrangement of Simanim. So both Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Pei and Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Pei Dalet deals with the telegraph pole Shaila. He actually has an interesting calculus. He says, apparently there's a line in the Yerushalmi that has a mashmaus that we're not so concerned about Min Hatzad. So you recall that there's a machlokes Rishonim as to what Min Hatzad means. So we assume, like the position of Rashi in the Ritva, that Min Hatzad means that it cuts in the middle of the Kanan Shem Hatzadim. But we saw the position of the Rambam and the Rif that Min Hatzad means Pischa B'Karen Zavis. So the Beis Yosef had suggested that Mar Machad is a low pligi. That fundamentally the Rav and the Rif would agree to Rashi's kind of towards Pesach min Atzad. They just explained the Gemara as referring to a different seer. But the Chelkas Yaakov suggests maybe the following, that given that we have Yerushalmi that has a mashmaos that Suras HaPetach Menasad is not a problem, so instead of telling me that the Rabbim of the Rif agree with Rashi's definition of Menasad Lahalacha, maybe it would be possible that the Rabbim of the Rif understood that the Menasad that the Yerushalmi is talking about is Rashi's Menasad, and the Menasad of the Bavli is the Rabbim's Menasad, so there's no machlokes. The Bavli teaches us that, according to the Rabbim of the Rif, Bavli teaches us that Pesach B'Karin Zavis is a problem, and it's supposed to pass off along work B'Karin Zavis. And the Shalmi is saying that the Min Atzad, where it goes in the middle of the Kanan Shem Atzadim, that would be okay. So he suggests maybe relying on that as a sniff, or as a serif, that maybe it's not so clear that the Rabbim and the Rif actually agree L'Halacha to Rashi's definition of Min Atzad. Now he acknowledges that you can't have your cake and eat it too. Because if you're going to be making like the Rambam of the Rif here, but the Rambam is Machmir, then you can't have a Tzuras HaPesach unless you have Omid Ruba. So if you're going to be making for our standard Arab constructions, relying on Tzuras HaPesach by Paris Meruba, then it would be intellectually dishonest to rely on this interpretation of the Rambam, Lekula, in the other direction of Amin Atzah. But in the course of that analysis, he seems to suggest something similar, that maybe there are situations where Min Atzad is the norm. He has that suggestion, maybe that's the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Maybe the Yerushalmi is talking about Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael it was normal to construct Suras HaPesach one way, and the Bavli is in Bavel where it wasn't normal to construct Suras HaPesach that way. And maybe there's a Hakolafi, Hamakom, the Azman component. How exactly that plays into the telegraph or telephone pole, I'm not quite sure. But that's an interesting suggestion that he has. The Avnei Nezer seems to be Machmir. The Avnei Nezer in Siman Reish Chadi Gimel Os Yud Beis. And he seems to have a more liberal or a broader interpretation about Psukei Tikra than we've been advocating until now. He seems to assume that Psukei Tikra is synonymous with Lechia Omei Me'elav. That Psukei Tikra, it's lav dafka that the posts are holding up the tikra, but that's simply a hechatimsa, that's simply a application of the principle of Suras HaPesach HaOmeid Me'elah. Apsukei Tikra is one manifestation of Suras HaPesach that wasn't erected l'shem Suras HaPesach. But he assumes that it's one line, but he seems to say that a telephone or telegraph pole would run into the problem of Apsukei Tikra because it wasn't made l'shem Pesach. So he raises three issues about using telegraph poles. Number one, Min Atzad. Number two, Apsukei Tikra, that it's considered to be Suras HaPesach HaOven Me'elah. And number three, that it's going to be more than three tefachim removed typically from the kosel. That runs into the Tuah Shor problem, that you can't have a Kanami Khan that's more than three tefachim away from the wall. So the Avnei Nezer seems to take a more machmir position on the telephone telegraph pole shita, but Maisa, the broad consensus of Poskim has been, and if you look around at just about every community Erev that relies on in some fashion on pre-existing structures to function as a lechi, or as a kana mikan. So we generally accepted the position that a suas ha-pesach ha-om and me'aleha is acceptable. Okay. One more related issue. Zemagin Avraham in Simon Shin Samach Gimel Seif Katan Chafes Avi.
And just to go back, can you just restate what it was that Rav Kisrano brought up there? Was it the Surah Pesach, if I understood correctly? I forgot who it was. Rav Yehuda from years ago from Toronto.
Grobart, yes.
Grobart, okay. Mm-hmm. What was the
Matthias
of the Surah
Pesach? I don't know. That's what I said. I didn't see the Jew inside. So all I was presenting was the theoretical argument that the problem of Minasad may be societal. So if you live in a place and a time where it's normal to construct a Surah Pesach in such a fashion, then even if it fits into Rashi's definition of Minasad, maybe that's not a problem of Minasad halachically.
Okay.
That's the theoretical argument. The practical application, I think, was relevant to telegraph poles. How exactly, I didn't see in the slides, I'm not sure.
Right.
Okay. But it's not Osar Chafa, so I looked for it. It was 6 or 7 pages. I didn't have time to look at it.
Okay.
But you can check and get back to me. Okay, so the Magen Avraham writes, yeah.
Well, it's normal for him to show serious effects, I think, after speaking about serious effects of the function of the neighborhood, or...
No, we're talking about a Surah Pesach that people would construct when they build doors.
Meaning that they might do it where the mashkot is in at the top?
Right. What exactly the architectural reason for that would be, I'm not sure.
Right.
It sounded like there's something like you have a window on top of it, so you have the kind of al-gabeya that doesn't go all the way to the top of the kind of minastadim because you're putting a window on top of the kind of mish al-gabeyam.
Being that one night, so that would be, you know, the mashko is...
Meaning, let's say, in theory, you had...
Look at the back of the shender.
I'm sorry?
Imagine that back, the pole of the shender, and then your door.
Okay, fine. So here you have, this kind of goes up to here, right. And there's a window over here, and the kana agaveh is this, and above the window is nothing. There's no other kana above the window. So it might not be good for the glass, but that would be the theoretical construction. Okay. Yeah. Simon Shin Sama Gimel Sifkat and Kav Ches. So the Magen Avraham writes the following. The Rama here tells us what's the standard construction of a Surah Pesach. You have a chevel on top and shnei kanim tachas a chevel. So the Magen Avraham writes here on Sivkat and Kafes, shnei kanim al ha'aretz. So you have to have the two side posts on the ground. Aval kosei hamavoi but you can't view the existing walls of the Mavoi as functioning as Kanim. Meaning, this is an aerial view. So you have your Mavoi over here, your Mavoi Sasam, so it's open on the four side, and you have three walls inside the Mavoi. And you want to construct it to a Sapesa over here. So maybe we should say that, okay, I'll use this wall over here as the Kana Mikan, and this wall over here as the Kana Mikan. And then I don't have to put up new Kanim. The Mogamim says that doesn't work. The Ilo Temahaki Lama Hisrihu Kara Rechava Tefach. So if that was the case, that every time you have a mavoi mefula, a mavoi sasam, so you automatically have a kana mikan on either side because of the existing walls, so what's the whole din of kora that's matir a mavoi, where a kora has to be a tefach wide? Halo b'kosha hu ikas ur sabesach. So the din is that a kora has a minimum width, a Kana al gabein for Tzuris HaPesach does not. The Kana al gabein could be Gemi, could be a Chut. So if these two walls can function as the Kana Mikan, so where do you ever have a Tzir? This kind of like tells us Kasha Nid Aleph by Lefi, but he's asking like, Kori, where do you have a Tzir that you need a Tefach width of the Kori that you're putting over here at the entrance of the Mavli? Ella must be that these walls cannot function as the Kanim Mikan. If you take a look at the back of the English Erevin Sefer, he has a few chapters of the Urim, so he has a long essay about this Magen Avraham, whether the Magen Avraham also applies, this is an apologist of a later Achronim, does the Magen Avraham only apply in this case, or does the Magen Avraham even apply if this Kotzel sticks into the Mavli? Shuas Aleph of Hashlomo, Simin Kuf Nun Bey, seems to suggest a distinction that the reason for the concern of Magen Avraham is based on Hecker. So it has to be, there has to be a Hecker that this is functioning as a Tzuris HaPesach. So it could be in this case, maybe there is a Hecker. We can take a look at his analysis of this Magen Avraham. In the back, sitting down of the big room. I think that more or less concludes our treatment of Tzuris HaPesach, unless there's something I'm missing. Feel free to point out. Next time, we'll just begin with Rosh Hashanah Sa'ara about ground level, if that affects Tzuris HaPesach, which is the long footnote of Bikvei Yisrael that I told you to take a look at, the Rimagash and Sukkah. And then, I think we'll talk about Silut V'chisos and tie up a couple loose ends and aim to finish up the Lima in the next week or something.